Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 490.5, down 10 and a quarter on the open. May, 496, down 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 474, down 6 and a quarter on the open. May, 487, down 6. July, 494, down 6 and a quarter. December, 510, down 8 on the open. March corn opened at 402, down 7 on the open. May, 413, down 7 and a quarter. July, 418, down 7 and a half. December, 397, down 5 and 3 quarters on the open. March oats opened at 266.5, down 2.5 on the open. May, 273, down 1.5. March beans opened at 720, down 7.25 on the open. May, 734, down 8. July, 748, down 6.75. August, 756, down 6.5. November, 770, down 8.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 208.30, down $2 on the open. May, 212.80, down 170. March soybean oil open at 29.65, down 28 on the open. May, 30.10, down 28. At the Merc, January feeders open at 94.65, up 20 on the open. March, 92.80, up 27.5. April, 95.20, up 70. May, 95.90, up 35 on the open. February live cattle open at 89.50, down 7.5 on the open. April, 92.55, up 2.5. June, 89.07.5, up 12.5. August, 87.15, down 2.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62 even, up 20 on the open. April, 65.50, up 20. May, 72.80, down 47.5. June, 75, down 2.5 on the open. And February pork belly is open at 95.50, down 55 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
It appears that the corn pit today, Paul, is in a period of consolidation and backfilling.
Some people are saying it was buy the rumor, sell the fact. It was right during the president's speech. People took profits in Chicago last night. And it did create quite a bit of selling on corn, soybeans, and wheat. And also we are seeing some sell-off in crude oil, gold, and silver. One comment I thought was interesting by our morning sheet was a senior Goldman Sachs research man suggested his clients buy ethanol, sell corn, sell natural gas, and, of course, Dave Hightower suggested buying corn and natural gas. And the bottom line is buckle up for volatility. And I had to smile at that one because, you know, Goldman Sachs has been a big owner of corn. I would assume they'd even go so far as, or they're probably bullish ethanol stocks as well.
For the general health of this market, this backfilling that we're seeing today is not necessarily something that we should be panicking about?
Well, not necessarily. And, of course, you know, the trend is still higher in the marketplace. That's A. Crude oil is still above the $50 benchmark, and the Dow is still quite strong. We do know a couple things. The farmer's been a very aggressive seller. We continues to be a very aggressive seller. We did rain in Argentina last night. We do know some outside news here that, you know, farm machinery sales are quite brisk. There's a lot of seed corn companies that are kept holding meetings and urging more seed corn sales, and they even have commodity guys there, you know, encouraging people to do marketing strategy and lock in certain prices. So, you know, there's obviously seed corn available. There's people encouraging farmers to market a lot of corn. We do think that's going on. And number two is that the market, we do also know that the carryover of old crop corn is basically 23 days. It's a very, very tight supply. And so it's not a boom-bust, I think, a market. We think that it does have some legs under it, and it'll be a long time before we probably put in a major top, so to speak.
New crop again moved over $4. In fact, it recorded its first close ever above that mark for a December contract yesterday. I have to wonder if all those things that you mentioned are fairly factored in, and if we need and are going to see another move higher, what might push it that way?
Yeah, good question. You know, Elwin Taylor says, you know, the odds get higher about this maybe a wet spring and a dry summer type of thing. Number two factor is that we do continue to see pretty good exports. Some people are saying livestock feed usage for livestock seems to be getting smaller, but we still have more cattle and hogs than we had a year ago as far as total supply. Our general impression is that the marketplace is very much aware of all the bearish news. Everybody's reminded that, I think, fairly often, but the trouble is the price protection on the upside, and we still think that there's a threat for that as well.
Let's talk about the exports. Tomorrow we do have export sales reports out, Paul, and if the numbers are really big for corn, how would we interpret that? You know, that would be the first report since these prices moved significantly higher off the USDA report.
And, you know, some of that could be in there with Mexico coming into the marketplace, and there has also been this general feeling that maybe it's not so much corn, but it's other substitute feed grains like feed wheat and things like that have been very aggressive in the marketplace. So there's this general feeling once the commodity funds liquidated their position and also the new crop production report showing the tight carryover, all those, I think, have been encouraging the end user at least to be aware that it's not business as usual for them.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. Yesterday's rally came out of the blue, it seemed to me.
Yeah, the wheat market, we understand that there is some wheat business going on. Japan bought wheat, I think, yesterday, and also there was feed wheat sold out of China to Korea. The crop is in pretty good shape here in the U.S., so to speak. Carryover is extremely tight. So the wheat market, people feel that the corn-wheat spread is fairly narrow and not a lot of flat price sell-off in the wheat market at this time. My opinion is that wheat is a tough commodity to trade right now. It's not one that I relish giving much market opinion on, but my general idea is that the tight supply in wheat could last. Some people are also talking about this extremely cold weather in Europe, and that might also damage the crop there.
Do you think there might be very many more long corn, short wheat traders in the marketplace?
Yeah, no, good question. I would assume that it has been a popular trade. There has been some profit taking in that in the last couple of days, but my general feeling is that the biggest problem in wheat is it's just hard to export into the world market.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat, 490.5, down 10.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat, 470, down 10.25. May, 482.5, down 10.5. March corn, 398.75, down 10.25. May, 410.5, down 9.75. July, 416.5, down 9. September, 404, down 7.25. December, 396.25, down 6.5. March beans, 714.5, down 12.75. May, 729.5, down 12.5. July, 742.75, down 12. November, 766, down 12.5. March soybean meal, 207.50, down 2.80. March soybean oil, 29.25, down 68. At the Merck, January feeders, 94.70, up 25. February live cattle, 89.85, up 27.5. And February lean hogs, 61.30, down 50 at the moment. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.